right, hello and welcome to the lab for the final time, actually. Welcome to the last episode of Live BW. I'm Brian James, as you already know. I shouldn't even have to do all that. I mean, you know why. And this is completely, we don't need to do that. But yes, this is the final episode of this podcast. It's something that I've been praying about this entire year. I can honestly say it started in 2023. This was something that was weighing heavy on my mind. And I mean, you know, I wear a lot of hats. I do a lot of things to try and serve my principles, my core principles, if you will. You know, which of course is faith, which is something that I've never been shy about. I've mentioned it multiple times on this podcast over the last 7 years. Of course, family, which is something that's super important to me, even more important now that I'm engaged and planning to get married. And, you know, we're doing different things to try and, we're doing different things to prepare our nest for our legacy, for just the future in general. And then, of course, my service to the community and to society, which is part of what this podcast was designed to serve. But it's literally the battery in my back. Those three things are the battery or the batteries in my back. Whether we talk about being on the radio since 2009 or whether we slide over to doing a podcast since 2016. No matter what, those core principles are what drives me. But I'm in a phase of delivering on those principles where I find myself wearing so many hats. Like, I mean, just with the Citizens alone, which is my company, this year has been a lot. Last year was a lot as well, not as much as this year. And then, of course, the year before that was a lot, but not as much as the year before. So it's been a... it's been trending upward, if you will, and I've been managing it as best as I can this year. But the issue is something that, you know, I talk about. Actually, I've talked about on the podcast before. It's just like, you know, the need and the understanding that you can't accomplish everything by yourself and how important it is to really invest and seek help. You know, with your visions, with your goals, with things that you're supposed to achieve and accomplish. And it's something that I've been praying about, praying that, you know, God would deliver on that this year. And, you know, I instead of putting out episodes every now and then, I'd rather just go ahead and just follow where I'm being led to make this the final episode of this podcast. So I know it was a little all over the place, but I know hopefully that makes sense. I think, you know, this journey has been amazing, specifically because when I was a little kid, the life that I'm living now is the life that I envisioned for myself. And I mean, you know, granted, there may be some differences here or there, but, you know, we don't see everything. But in terms of like I work in the industry, I work a job, I work different things that allow me to feed the inner child and also to make money off of the playground that's in my head. I've never pretend as if I'm the most sane person. I mean, not like I'm insane or anything, but, you know, I just have so many thoughts in my head, so many ideas, so many visions, and people that know me know how much or how true that is, because my mind is just all over the place. And I'm thankful that I've been able to take care of my family based on that playground of my mind, you know. But this year, that playground has just been so hectic because we're just at a point where, and I guess it's not just this. I guess it's everything. Like, I guess this happens to everybody. At some point, when you try to do everything, it becomes too much, because the idea is to begin and start a garden, and in that garden, flowers grow, different things grow. We'll say not garden, we'll say a forest. Trees grow, they just grow. And at some point, all those trees are going to grow, I mean, entirely too high for you to be able to even see what's going on, you know? It's different. This year has just been different. It's a good different, but I think the podcast got lost in all of that. And I just haven't been able to lock down any particular help with this particular show, the vision and all of that. And instead of holding you hostage, holding the content hostage, and I guess bringing you into all of this and putting out episodes, what, every quarter? Once a quarter, twice a quarter? I mean, there's so much more that I want to say. I wish I could just record a podcast a day, every single day. That's really what I want to do, you know. But to give you the content and the quality that I've done, especially this year, with the in-depth research and the bells and whistles and, you know, focusing on all of that. I produce all of that. And it's something that I enjoy doing. But with all these hats that I'm wearing at this particular juncture of my career and of my business and of my journey, work-wise, family-wise, it's just really tough to deliver on all of this and to also increase the quantity of it. So I feel convicted to say that this is the end. This is the final episode. It's interesting because when I started this podcast in 2016, I had just lost my job. You knew that. Lost my job in Indianapolis. And, you know, we were living in my parents' basement, just trying to not even put the pieces together, trying to even find the pieces at this point, you know. Because I didn't just lose my job. I lost my car. I lost, of course, you know, I was living in Indianapolis, so I didn't necessarily have anywhere to go. I had to go back home. And it was just a different time. And literally, what I used to do, I would wake up around 6:15, get a cup of coffee, wouldn't even get dressed. I'd just go right into my parents' theater room, and I would just set up all my podcast equipment, and I would just talk. I would just talk like the very first episodes were just so raw, because I would just go in there, and I just needed someone to talk to. You know, I just needed someone to walk through life with. And what I saw as the podcast began to grow is that other people needed people to talk to about the same things that I was opening up about. The same things that I was researching about, things that I was kind of even back then, I wasn't necessarily doing too much research. I was kind of just, you know, giving inspirational vibes based on the mess in my life. And I don't know what that says about this entire journey, but that was when this show was the most successful back then. It was cool, you know. That was a time when I was getting emails and stuff from random people about the show. I don't mean random in a disrespectful way. I just mean random as in I didn't know these people, you know. It was growing. And I think just like with anything else, you can only change up the recipe so many times before people are like, well, what is this? Well, what are you putting on the table at this point? You know, is it still chicken? You know, like, you've changed the recipe so much. Is it, you know? And it's just natural psychology, natural, just human nature in general, that people get exhausted from that kind of thing. And I've pulled way too many cards in that department, and I've done my fair share of exhaustion with trying to keep up with this podcast and just everything in general. And I think that, you know, that is, well, I guess I would say I that played the biggest factor in how we got so far from 2016. Growth is beautiful, but I think the growth, that misguided growth, is a little dangerous, you know. And I just think you end up in situations like where I am today, with too much to do and not enough to show for this show, that people still want it, you know, or that it still needs to go on, you know. When I think about those beginning days, I smile more than I frown because I remember how it felt to post those episodes early in the morning like that and then to get a random text message like, you know, thank you for talking about all the issues that you were having with understanding where your life is at this point. Thank you for mentioning this. Thank you for talking about, you knew I was going to say it. Thank you for talking about that. Everybody does it, this or that, right? But it paints the picture, you know? And when that picture is painted, it's worth the strain, for sure. It's worth it. It's like staying up late to edit some of those episodes back then was 100% yes, you know? It was just so far, like, it's just so different now, you know? Like, and even as I'm talking to you, I'm just trying to recant the steps where I'm like, how did this happen, you know? But it did. It is what it is, you know? And whether you talk about doing the research, 2,000-3,000 words, you know, reading through different journals, scholarly journals, I mean, like, pulling all of that info. It's no script. So, you know, everything that I do is off the top, which is cool. You know, it works best for me that way. But then I, you know, edit it and chop it up and make sure this sounds good, make sure that sounds good. That's just the audio in general, the voice in general. Then, you know, I got to pull the music for the different bits. I got to set up the different bits, find the different interview clips and things like that. Then double check all the numbers, the statistics and the links and making sure that, you know, whether somebody who works at the corner store or somebody who works at the Library of Congress wants to follow these links, that it will take you exactly where the message needs to take you, you know, like all of that goes in, and then sharing it, then posting it, making sure it's SEO friendly. And, you know, I could run down the list. I'm probably halfway through the list of what it takes to really make sure that these episodes get to where they got to go. Probably halfway through the list. And on the surface, it may sound like I'm complaining about the workload, but I'm more so explaining how difficult it is to manage that on top of, what, 7 different brands? We're up to 7 different brands right now. And a lot of those brands I manage one-to-one with clients as well. Delivering services, you know, stuff takes time. It's just a lot. My prayer going into this year was to be able to find targeted help that operate on the same core principles, faith, family, and service, and that are passionate about using specifically broadcast audio to reach the masses. And I didn't know when it was going to happen, but I knew it was going to happen sometime between June and July. And I knew that was going to be the cutoff, the moment of observation where we say, okay, did we find it or did we not? I knew it was going to happen sometime between June and July. And today is the day that I feel the conviction like a 7-inch dagger in my abdomen, and I've felt it all day today. So here we are. I also think that this really could point to another a great thing about our society that I want to leave you with, something that I want, you know, that I hope that everyone can hearken to, because it's very important, and I love what's happening. Now, this could be dangerous, sure, but I think it's more beneficial than dangerous. And that's how important it is in 2023 to find or develop a community. Find and or develop communities. Now, it was around maybe 2 years ago, where if you go back to some of those episodes, you can kind of hear me realizing that I kind of started getting into this whole, put it like this, realizing that the world was bigger than me. I'll put it like that. That it's less about using the podcast as a journal and more about finding out what needs to be said to help people. More about listening to the community to figure out what needs to be said. What part of the conversations, what parts of the conversations aren't there? What do you need type of thing? And I spent maybe the last year and a half, and if you go back and listen to these episodes, you can hear it. I spent maybe the last year and a half trying to swim in those new waters to really figure out how to serve in that regard. But when I look around and I see different communities, different niches, and the different communities that I'm a part of as well, places that I feel seen, heard, alive, felt, wanted, and loved, and I see those things, and I look back at our podcast, I've gotten so far away from 2016, where we were, to today, that I don't even know how to even categorize that niche. You know, the community-based approach to media and to society in general could be dangerous if it's peddling misinformation, if it's radicalizing minds to do terroristic behavior, for sure. But because of a mental health community that I'm a part of, I've been able to have life-saving conversations that have helped me, but have also helped the rest of that community. Because of a gaming community that I'm a part of and another gaming community that I'm starting, I'm able to bring joy to other people through the video games that I play and also share moments of enjoyment with other gamers. And we all just help each other to have fun, essentially, you know? I think the community and communities in general are just beautiful, powerful. And it literally is the voice of our society right now. Even the people don't realize it. They just go day to day doing what they're doing, not even realizing that you're doing what you're doing because of a community that you're a part of in some way, shape, or form. Even introverts are a community now. Like, take a second to really understand the beauty in that. An introvert community, people who struggle with connecting, have connected on the struggle with connecting. It's a beautiful time. It's a great time in society. And unfortunately, I think the podcast got lost in that. But although this is a goodbye to that, it also is a celebration of where we are. But learn from the failure of this, which I'm not ashamed to call it that. Learn from this and see that, like, through it all, you have to know your voice. I lost the voice. I've changed the title of this podcast maybe 4 or 5 times in the last 3 years. I lost the voice. So when it comes to having conversations, what happens when you lose your voice? You can't say anything. You can't make a statement. You can't accurately or thoroughly share the thoughts and opinions that you may have. The ideas and ideals that you may have for society, you can't share that stuff you can't do it. So go explore, enjoy 2023, but make sure you are close to the person in the mirror and keep that power and emphasis behind your voice and allow your core principles to be the driving factor through all of it. And finding that community is going to be one of the best things that'll ever happen to you. So, from the bottom of my heart, and I mean that sincerely, I don't just say that because everybody says that, literally from the bottom of my heart, which hopefully isn't polluted from all of this smoky stuff on the East Coast right now. But literally from the depths of my soul, I say thank you for being there for me in 2016 when it was just a really tough time for me, you know, and thank you for all the episodes that you listened, all the minutes that you listened. You could have listened to absolutely anything, which is another thing I love about our society right now. Anything you want, media-wise, you can find it. And if you don't find it, you can create it fairly easily. So I know that you could have spent time with someone else. I know that that awkward affirmations episode back in 2017 was probably a moment when you were like, maybe I should go somewhere else. But the statistics show that some of you listened. Some of you still listened, which is, sorry about that. But I appreciate that, you know, that means a lot to me. Though this podcast is ending, I will continue to operate the Instagram because the last 4 weeks of the Live XBW Instagram statistically has been probably the biggest social media growth that I've seen across any of our brands within the last 5 years or so. So I want to keep that. I want to continue to grow that. And though it's not going to be a podcast, I want to continue to try and meet new people and develop a community around living bright and living well. That's the goal. Always has been, always will be. But you have that Instagram. You also have my Instagram and Twitter. I'm at BJamesLive. I will continue to be here for you, continue to serve the people because I dedicate my life to this, and this is what I do. If you're in Baltimore, I'm still on the radio at 92Q. And of course, please send me an email, say what's up anytime. If it's something you need that I can help you with, I got you. I mean that sincerely. Hit me up at Brian@BrianJamesLive.com. That's Brian@BrianJamesLive.com. To my wonderful fiance, Ashley, thank you so much for all your support, pushing me to do this all the way back in 2016 and continuing to fuel the monster over the last half decade plus. And of course, to my parents and to my brother, who have been a witness to this wild playground in my mind. And just like everything else that that has came to fruition, they have supported the podcast with full hearts. And for that, I say thank you. All right, Cora, power it down. It's time to go.
We thank you for your support. On behalf of Brian, the citizens, and the show, God bless you and your families.
Locus song for the 2000. Coming real, it's the next episode. Hold up. Episode.